Students and teachers throughout the state will return to class this week as the state continues to battle the coronavirus pandemic. Some schools will continue holding remote lessons to keep students safe from the virus. Others will bring people back to class in person for the first time since March, when Governor Baker first declared a state of emergency. Tom Scott is executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents, and he joins us now to talk about the unprecedented challenges facing school leaders this academic year. Hi, Tom, and thanks.
Bob, thank you for having me.
What are the biggest concerns heading into this week?
We've never entered a school year this way, and there are a lot of things that we think will work very effectively, but we all know that when you start, there are things that don't go exactly as planned. I'm sure that educators who have been putting in a tremendous amount of effort into this would appreciate just understanding that as we go along, I think we'll become more and more efficient in terms of how we deliver both models.
What are you most worried about that might not work?
There are just so many different things. Checking students, making sure that they're healthy going on to school, making sure that our transportation system, which is going to be entirely different. The buses, obviously, will be about one-third full. There'll be a lot of checks as they walk into school. And that's not even getting into the instructional side of this. Small classes, students have distance apart. On the remote side, a lot of work has gone on, both from the state perspective and the local district, to make sure that we deliver a lot better than we did last spring. But I'm sure we'll continue to learn as we go along.
So if I was to ask, how prepared do you and the other superintendents feel at this moment? You would say, as well as we can.
Many superintendents would have wished for a little bit more directive about what model to use.
From the state you're talking about here.
From the state. I think when this all started, I think superintendents felt, just tell us what is the right thing to do here. I can't tell you just how exhausting this has been for superintendents in general. I think for all educators now. I mean, it's been troubling, you know, to try to figure this all out. But I would say that, you know, overall, I think we're moving in a positive direction. And I think that it's really now implementation.
Let me ask about a couple of specific communities, if I might. Lynn, Revere, Chelsea, still experiencing high numbers of positive coronavirus cases. Is there great anxiety in communities such as those where the numbers are higher than elsewhere in the state?
I think there is a higher level of anxiety. I'd also say that many children in the communities you identified may not have the resources that some other communities in the suburbs might have in terms of providing for children in supplementing their education. When I talk to superintendents in those communities, they really do worry about this learning gap in terms of the children not having that in-person experience.
Let me come back to the safety issue, if I might, for a moment. As you know, teachers in several communities across the Commonwealth have bucked the idea about returning to the buildings themselves. And I know you said that conversations with teachers' unions are ongoing. What's your message to teachers specifically right now?
I think we have to make the distinction between the union and some of the positions the union takes, whether it's state or local, and the teachers in general, because there are a sizable number of teachers who just don't want to come back into remote mode. But I think we have to look carefully at what the science is telling us. We're getting a lot of positive energy coming from and expectation coming from that medical field that says that our positivity rates are very low. Most of our communities that we're starting this year are below 1%. And the question that's asked a lot is, if not now, when?
Tom Scott, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and good luck.
All right, thanks, Bob. We'll need it.